today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb.
Today we're going to speak about the doors of rahmah and blessings of Allah during the holy month of Ramadan. And today, as you know, is the 4th of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we choose chapter Al-Hamd to listen to, and of course, its point.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds.
Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
The entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Malik yawm al-Din.
Sovereign of the day of recompense.
Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in.
It is you we worship and you we ask for help.
Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim.
Guide us to the straight path.
Sirata al-ladhina an'amta alayhim ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim wala al-dallin.
The path of those upon whom you have bestowed favor, not of those who have evoked your anger or of those who are astray.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The words Ar-Rahman, the beneficent, and Ar-Rahim, the merciful, are adjectives, both derived from Ar-Rahman, that means mercy. The former word, the beneficent, as it is popularly recognized among some commentators, refers to the general mercy of Allah, which is bestowed upon us creatures. Among them are the believers and the disbelievers, good doers and evil doers. And as we can see, the divine bounties of life are distributed everywhere, and all human beings enjoy the endless merits therein. This is their sustenance. They draw it out of the abundant blessings encompassing the whole world of existence.
إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان
وطأ
Dear brothers and sisters, as I told you, today we're going to speak about the doors of mercy in the month of Ramadan, the month of virtues and blessings. Ramadan, the month of blessings, the month of charity, the month of doing repentance, the month of atonement, the month of erasing sins, the month of refraining from evil, the month of doing goodness, the month of cure, the month of love, the month of peace, bounties of affection and blessings upon the servants by Almighty Allah. The holiest month is in its full bloom and charm to erase our dreadful sins and to shower upon us His bounties of blessings and mercies. The blessings of Ramadan are undoubtedly countless with the definition of number and data. This month is the month of uncountable aid which spreads the whole universe. The blessings and mercies of this month signify the sacredness of the truest nature of divine attributes reflected by the oneness of Allah and belief which His servant is holding upon Him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to have a very brief look at Allah's mercy through fasting in the month of, in the holy month of Ramadan. We all know that the gates of Allah's mercy are open in this holy month. Although all acts of worship that are done out of sincerity attract God's mercy, fasting holds a special place in attaining it. Fasting not only is practiced by Muslims, but the worshippers of previous religions also practiced it. The doors of mercy are open during the month of fasting or the month of Ramadan. During this month, Muslims all over the world refrain from food, drink, and other physical needs during the day. Moreover, this period is also a time to achieve nearness to God by purifying the soul and taking advantage of His mercy through worship and good deeds. We are going to expound on God's mercy during this blessed month by describing the wisdom and benefits of fasting. There are some special features for fasting. There are two elements that distinguishes fasting from other acts of worship. First is that fasting is not specific to Islam. Previous religions also included fasting as an act of worship. For example, the Torah relates that Moses fasted for 40 days. Second important point that I want to refer to is that the month of Ramadan, the month of fasting, has been said by our imams to be a month in which the doors of mercy are open. Every year, when the month of Ramadan approached, the Prophet ﷺ would say, "O Muslims, at the dawn of crescent of the month of Ramadan, the soldiers of Satan will be bounded and the doors of the heaven and mercy will open. During the last days of the month of Sha'ban, they would say, 'O people, the month of God has come towards you with blessings, mercy, and forgiveness.'" Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for staying tuned. May Allah's mercy and blessings shower on you all. I'd like to ask all the brothers and sisters who are listening to us to include us in their prayers in this holy and blessed month.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes.
If you want to know about the reward of fasting in Ramadan, Come with me. Allah has made fasting in Ramadan and spending its nights in prayer out of faith and in the hope of rewarding a means of forgiveness of sins. It is narrated from the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his family. Whoever fasts Ramadan out of faith and in the hope of reward, his previous sins will be forgiven. Again, we have another tradition from the Holy Prophet of Islam. Whoever spends the nights of Ramadan in prayer out of faith and in the hope of reward, his previous sins will be forgiven. In this month, Allah opens the gates of paradise and closes the gate of hell, the chains of the devils. The Messenger of Allah said, when Ramadan comes, the gates of paradise are opened and the gates of hell are closed. And the devils are chained up.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا أنت العظيم يا فيك الرجاء يا أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
This is today's special and one sense. Take Ramadan as a school. Take this month to get better as we go to school to get better and do good in life. Ramadan can be the best school as we are motivated without a teacher forcing us to do something. Take this as training for you to continue doing the good and avoiding the bad after Ramadan. When doing good deeds have the intention of continuing it even after Ramadan. Train yourself to offer night prayers, to avoid sins. Recite Quran every day as it is not to be done only in Ramadan, but across the year or rather throughout your life. Ramadan, just like a condition of repentance, is that one changes his or her ways. We can say that if you see yourself being a better Muslim after Ramadan, then that is the one you spent well and that Allah has blessed it for you.
Once Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, what is the best of deeds in the holy month of Ramadan? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi told him, Ya Ali, al-wara'u an maharimillah. The best of deeds in the month of Ramadan is to keep away from sins and to observe the sanctity of God's laws. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us all with beautiful hearts. And the Almighty God is the light of the heavens and the earth. He is the light of the universe. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. And Allah has granted us that light in our hearts. Our hearts illuminate and radiate with the light of the Almighty God. But every sin that we commit imposes a barrier on our hearts. It creates a layer of dusting on our hearts. Have you seen when dust collects on something? That's what sins do to our hearts. They begin to dim that light. With every sin, a new layer is put on the heart until the heart cannot glow anymore. The month of Ramadan is that opportunity to reclaim the radiance and the light of our hearts by washing our hearts from sins and asking the Almighty God to forgive us through His light. يا غفار بنورك اهتدينا. O the one who forgives, through your light we find guidance. ذنوبنا بين يديك نستغفرك اللهم منها ونتوب إليك. Our beloved merciful Lord, our sins are before you. We ask you to forgive us. We repent to you. تتحبب إلينا بالنعم ونعارضك بالذنوب. O Allah, you shower us with your blessings, with your gifts. That's how you show your love for us. But how do we treat you, O God? We pay you back with sins. خيرك إلينا نازل وشرنا إليك صاعد. O Allah, your goodness descends down to us, but our evil is what we send to you, to the heavens. But O Allah, we know that this month is the month of forgiveness and that you will forgive us.
Dear brothers and sisters, I wish you this Ramadan. You are gifted with blessings of Allah and many treasures, moments of joy. Ramadan Mubarak, and keep us in your dua and supplication. Fi amanillah.